Coffee Break German, Lesson 3.
Hello and welcome back to Coffee Break German. This is the course that will teach you German step by step. I'm Thomas.
And I'm Mark, or as I can say now, ich heiße Mark. And of course, if we ask you, our listeners, what is your name, you should also be able to reply. So, wie heißen Sie? Sehr gut! On today's lesson, we are going to be doing a little bit of review of what we learned last time, and then we're going to be learning how to say where you come from. We'll cover some countries, and there will be more countries in our bonus materials. You can find out more about them later. Let's get straight on with the show, and I am going to ask Thomas this time, bist du fertig?
Ja.
Dann lass uns anfangen.
Sehr gut, Mark. So, we're gonna start off with a little bit of review we did the last time, and I'm gonna test you, Mark, what you remember.
Okay, lass uns anfangen.
Can you say good evening?
Guten Abend.
Richtig. Guten Abend. And do you remember the word for good day, good afternoon?
Guten Tag.
Very good. Guten Tag. And the last one, good morning.
That was guten Morgen.
Guten Morgen. Prima.
Okay. Now, there were a few other phrases that we learned. We learned how to say, what is your name?
Wie heißen Sie? And we also learned two different ways to say my name is. Can you remember both of them, Mark?
We learned mein Name ist.
Mein Name ist.
And we also learned ich heiße.
Ich heiße.
Ich heiße Mark. Now, when we were preparing this lesson, we were talking about the ways in which you greet people in different parts of Germany. And Thomas was actually saying that in the south of Germany, you use a different phrase in the morning to say hello.
Yes, in the south, and especially in Bavaria, we say Grüß Gott.
And that literally means...
greet God.
Greet God, yeah. So, Grüß Gott.
Grüß Gott.
Grüß Gott. Now, we are going to be hearing more about how you greet people in different parts of the German-speaking world a little later on in the show, when we join Julia, our cultural correspondent. Okay, Thomas, I have a question for you. Last time we learned that there were two different forms of the word for you. We had Sie and Du.
Yes, the formal and the informal one.
And we learned the phrase, what is your name? And we learned Wie heißen Sie? I would like to know, can I simply replace the Sie with Du and say Wie heißen Du?
That's almost correct. It would be Wie heißt Du?
Say that again.
Wie heißt du?
Okay, so there is a change in the form of the verb for the du in comparison to sie. And you say wie heißen sie, but wie heißt du? Is that correct?
Yes, because the verb adjusts to the person you're addressing.
Okay, now if I am asking someone what is your name, how do I decide which one to use? How do I decide whether I'm going to say wie heißen Sie or wie heißt du?
If it would be someone on the same age as you or someone you already know or friends of your friends, you would always use wie heißt du.
Okay, so the chances are if I know someone, I will know their name.
Yes,
so the name example is a little crazy. But nonetheless, if you're asking your friends' friends, if you're in an informal situation. And for example, if I'm speaking to children?
If they're younger than you, you would also use the informal one.
Okay. In a classroom situation, would a teacher use du or sie to their students?
In Germany, it depends. If it's like primary school, they normally use the informal one. But when you get older to secondary school, normally the students can choose if they want to be addressed formal or informal one.
And would the students address the teacher as sie always?
Yes, always.
Okay, even in primary school?
Even in primary school. People of respect would be addressed in the formal way.
Okay, good. I think I'm getting this now. So if I say wie heißen Sie, what is your name, can you turn that around and ask, what about you and you? How would you say that? If I say, wie heißen Sie, and you answer the question?
Ich heiße Thomas. I would just say und Sie.
Und Sie.
Und Sie.
So, and you, just using the Sie there on its own. So, und Sie.
Und Sie.
So that's quite a versatile phrase. We can use that in lots of situations. Wie heißen Sie?
Ich heiße Thomas. Und Sie?
Ich heiße Mark. So, und Sie, meaning and you. And in the informal version, can I just say und du?
Yeah, it would be the same. You just replace the Sie with a du.
So let's come back to our informal version of the question. Remind me what that was.
Wie heißt du?
Wie heißt du? And so I can answer, ich heiße Mark. Und du?
Ich heiße Thomas.
Okay, so our informal, und du, and the formal, und sie.
Yeah, that's right. The formal one, und sie, and the informal version, und du.
Okay, now I think it's time to move on. And I'd like to learn to ask the question, where are you from? Where do you come from? And it probably makes sense to begin with the formal version, this idea that we might be meeting people in Germany or in Switzerland or Austria, and asking, where do you come from? So how would you say, where do you come from?
Woher kommen Sie?
Let's split that up.
Woher?
Woher?
Kommen?
Kommen?
Sie?
Sie. Okay, so obviously the Sie at the end, meaning you in the formal version. Kommen, presumably come.
To come, yeah.
Yeah. And woher?
Where from?
Right, is that one word?
Yes.
Woher kommen Sie?
Woher kommen Sie?
So the difference there from English is that woher is one word in German, but it's the where from in English. So it's two words, where from. Woher?
Woher?
Woher kommen Sie?
Woher kommen Sie?
Okay, let's learn some possible answers. We will come back to the informal version, but I'm going to ask you, Thomas, woher kommen Sie?
Ich komme aus Deutschland.
Can you say that again?
Ich komme aus Deutschland.
Okay, I'm going to try repeating that, so can we take it word by word?
Ich
komme
aus Deutschland.
Deutschland. Ich komme aus Deutschland.
Ich komme aus Deutschland.
Presumably, I come from Germany.
Yes.
Okay, so ich komme aus Deutschland.
Ich komme aus Deutschland.
Now, obviously, I don't come from Germany. I come from Scotland. So how would I say, I come from Scotland? Ich komme aus
Schottland.
Schottland. Schottland. So I would say, ich komme aus Schottland.
Sehr gut.
Let's hear it in your pronunciation.
Ich komme aus Schottland.
Let's try a conversation. We're at a business function in Germany, and I'm chatting with you. And so let's have this imaginary conversation. Guten Tag.
Guten Tag. Wie heißen Sie?
Ich heiße Mark. Und Sie?
Mein Name ist Thomas. Woher kommen Sie?
Ich komme aus Schottland. Woher kommen Sie?
Ich komme aus Deutschland.
Sehr gut. Auf Wiedersehen.
Danke. Tschüss.
Now, there is one thing that I think we absolutely need to learn here as we said that conversation. I need to know how to say it's nice to meet you or pleased to meet you. So how would you say in that kind of situation where you're in this business sense meeting people, it's nice to meet you?
You could say es freut mich or just freut mich.
Okay, I'll try that. Es freut mich.
Es freut mich.
Es freut mich. And does that mean pleased to meet you? What does that literally mean?
Literally mean like it's a joy to meet you.
Okay.
It's a joy to me.
It's a joy to me. So we're not actually saying it's a joy to me to meet you there. Is there a different version of this that has the whole thing in it?
If you want, the long version would be es freut mich, Sie kennenzulernen.
I think we'll just stay with es freut mich. Okay, so let's do the conversation again. This time I'll try to get that phrase in also.
Guten Morgen.
Guten Morgen. Wie geht's?
Gut, danke. Wie geht's Ihnen?
Mir geht's ausgezeichnet. Woher kommen Sie?
Ich komme aus Deutschland. Und Sie?
Ich komme aus Schottland. Ich heiße Mark. Wie heißen Sie?
Ich heiße Thomas.
Es freut mich.
Es freut mich auch.
Excellent.
Maybe you remember the word auch from the last lesson.
Yes, it's the word that means also. So, es freut mich auch. I'm also pleased to meet you.
Yes, it's a very useful word. You can also use it in a context like Sie auch, you too.
Okay, so if I could say ich komme aus Deutschland, Sie auch, meaning I come from Germany. Do you also come from Germany? That kind of idea?
Yes, you can use it as ich auch.
So that would be literally I too, but I suppose in English we'd be more likely to say me too.
Yes, it means literally ich, I, auch too.
So if I were to say ich komme aus Schottland, and if you came from Scotland, you could say I too.
Ich auch.
And where does the auch go when I want to say I also come from Scotland?
You would say, ich komme auch aus Schottland.
So it's going after the verb. Ich komme auch aus Schottland.
Yes.
So here's another question for you. If you say, mir geht's gut, as in I'm feeling well or to me it's going well, could I say, mir geht's auch gut?
Yeah, that's another use, a possible use of the word, yeah.
Okay, let's learn some other countries, because I'm sure all our listeners don't come from either Deutschland or Schottland. How would we say England?
England.
Okay, very similar. Let's try that again.
England.
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 And what about Ireland?
It would be Ireland.
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 Okay. Wales?
It's very similar. Wales.
Wales, okay. Wales.
Wales.
And what about the United States or America? United States of America. How would we say that?
You could say America.
America, okay.
Or you can also use USA, which means USA.
USA. So could I say, ich komme aus USA?
Yeah, it's a little bit tricky here because you would say, ich komme aus den USA. You need to add an article.
Den USA. Ich komme aus den USA.
Ich komme aus den USA.
Presumably this is because we're saying I come from the United States.
It's similar in English, yeah, I think.
Yeah, okay, so I come from France, but I come from the United States. In English also we may say I come from America. It's not 100% correct, but presumably in German we can say ich komme aus Amerika.
Yes, it's not geographically correct, but it's used.
Okay, and what about Canada?
Canada.
Canada?
Canada, yeah.
That's quite easy. How do you say easy in German?
Leicht.
Leicht. Okay, Canada, leicht. Yeah. And what about Australia?
Australien.
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 Let's go through these countries again, and we'll give our listeners time to respond, to repeat after us. So we'll put it into the context of I come from... And the country. I come from Scotland.
Ich komme aus Schottland.
I come from England.
Ich komme aus England.
I come from Ireland.
Ich komme aus Irland.
I come from Wales.
Ich komme aus Wales.
I come from America.
Ich komme aus Amerika.
I come from the USA.
Ich komme aus den USA.
I come from Canada.
Ich komme aus Kanada.
I come from Australia.
Ich komme aus Australien.
And of course, I come from Germany.
Ich komme aus Deutschland.
And while we're on Germany, let's cover another two common German-speaking countries. We'll go to Austria.
Österreich.
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 And so we would say, I come from Austria.
Ich komme aus Österreich.
And last but not least, Switzerland.
Ja, ich komme aus der Schweiz. You have to add an article again.
Okay, so ich komme aus der Schweiz.
Ja, ich komme aus der Schweiz.
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 Ich komme aus der Schweiz.
Ich komme aus der Schweiz.
Coming up after the break, we'll be joined by Julia, and she'll be sharing some of her insights about the German-speaking world.
Wir unterbrechen diese Sendung für eine sehr wichtige Meldung. If you'd like to make faster progress with your German, don't forget that you can use the premium version of this course, which features video versions of the lessons, comprehensive lesson notes and bonus listening materials. Also, worauf wartest du? What are you waiting for? If you'd like to take your German to the next level, go to coffeebreakgermanplus.com.
Now, we said earlier that we're going to be looking at some greetings from different parts of the German-speaking world, and this sounds like a good time to do so. So, I'm going to hand you over to Julia, our cultural correspondent, who will tell us a bit about this topic. Guten Tag, Julia!
Hi, Mark! Hi, Thomas! And hi to all our Coffee Break German listeners. It's me, Julia, your cultural correspondent here. And today I hear you've been learning to talk about where you're from. As you know, I'm from Germany, and last time I told you about the different parts of the world where German is spoken. It's also important to know that even within Germany itself, there are different cultures. There are some things which are associated with the country as a whole, but you'll find that there are other aspects, whether that be food or architecture and traditions, which are very different from one place to another. Historically, Germany was, like a patchwork of different kingdoms. So if I explain to you that, for example, we have 16 different school systems in the different federal states of our country, I'll think you understand what I mean. The other big difference is the accents and dialects used. I'm sure you know by now, Thomas is from the south, and he pronounces some words a bit differently from me. But that's okay, I understand him perfectly. But I thought it would be nice in this report to teach you some greetings you will come across in the different parts of the German-speaking world. So, let's start in the north. Near the North Sea and Baltic Sea coasts, you'll hear Moin, or Moin Moin, meaning Morgen or Good Morning. But you can use this at other times of the day too. In the south of Germany and throughout Austria, you'll often hear Servus, a greeting both for saying hello and goodbye. Another southern German and Austrian expression for hello is Grüß Gott. This literally means greet God, which might sound a bit strange, but these areas are traditionally Catholic, so it makes sense. In fact, I guarantee that you'll hear Grüß Gott when you walk into a shop anywhere in Austria. One last greeting, this time from Switzerland, is Grüezi. And like Grüß Gott, this is only used when you meet someone, not when you're saying your goodbyes. So you're now fully equipped to greet native German speakers anywhere you go. That's it for today. I'll say Tschüss, which works everywhere, I promise, and bis zum nächsten Mal. I'll hand back to Mark and Thomas in the studio.
Thank you to Julia for that very interesting insight into how we would greet people in different parts of the German-speaking world. Now, before we finish today, we're going to be joined by Kirsten, who's going to go over some of what we've been learning from a grammatical point of view today, in particular looking at du and sie.
Hallo alle zusammen! It's Kirsten here again with this week's Grammar Guru segment. Today we've introduced you to the two forms of the word you in German. As Thomas explained, du is the informal form and it's used for talking to someone you know. Sie is the formal form and that's used when you're talking to someone you don't know. If you're a school pupil, for example, you'd use this when talking to your teacher. If you've ever studied French, it's a similar idea to tu and vous. And Mark tells me it's a bit like tu and usted in Spanish for all you Coffee Break Spanish learners. You maybe didn't know this, But although we usually only use one form of you in English nowadays, we actually used to have two. We used thou for informal situations and you for formal ones. In fact, this usage still exists in parts of the English-speaking world today. Anyway, two forms for you, du and sie. So far, so good. But we've also heard that these two different forms cause changes to the verbs that follow them. We heard du heißt, but sie heißen. So you can hear that the verb has a different ending after each one. We can hear the same endings if we use those formal and informal forms with the other verb you've learnt today, kommen, which means to come. We had the formal question, woher kommen Sie? And then the informal version of that sentence would be, woher kommst du? Does that make sense? So that you can hear these changes more clearly, let's hear them side by side. Informal first, followed by formal. Du heißt, sie heißen. And listen to, du kommst, sie kommen. I'll be explaining exactly how to make these changes later in the course, but for now, try to focus on the pattern of sie heißen becoming du heißt and sie kommen becoming du kommst. I'll say no more. It's back to Mark and Thomas in the studio.
And thanks to Kirsten for that very useful explanation of du and sie. And that is where we're going to leave it for this week. In this lesson, we've only covered a few countries. You can learn the words for lots more countries in our bonus materials. We have a bonus audio lesson which provides extra practice on the words and phrases covered in this lesson, along with some bonus vocabulary, including this week, those countries. The members' materials also include comprehensive lesson notes, which list all the words and phrases we've covered in the lesson. And of course, there is the Coffee Break German video flashcard version, and that lets you watch the videos on your computer or your mobile device and see all the words and phrases on the screen as you hear them in the audio lesson. To find out how to get access to all this extra content, visit coffeebreakgerman.com.
Don't forget to leave a review on iTunes or post a comment on our website so we know what you think about our course.
And you can find everything that you need to know about Coffee Break German at coffeebreakgerman.com. We'll be back again soon with another lesson of German. Until then, bis zum nächsten Mal.
Bis zum nächsten Mal.
Tschüss.
Wiedersehen.
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.